Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I'm in a way reintroducing a company to our show. The company is Nouveau Monde Graphite, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NOU and on the NYSE under the symbol NMG. We are chatting with the founder, president, and CEO, Eric Desaulniers. Now, Eric, it's been a few years since I had you last on the show, and there's actually been some very good developments within Nouveau Monde. And right now, the way I understand it is the company is developing the most advanced graphite asset in essentially the Western world. The company has a three-phase growth plan here, and this asset is pretty much de-risked in the way of drilled out, and now you're working through getting the graphite out of the ground and getting that into the market. This all fits in with the growth in the green movement as well as electric vehicles. So, Eric, just bring us up to speed on the asset within Nouveau Monde.
Super. Thanks for having me back, Corey and Chad. Very happy to be with you today after all those years, actually. I remember you visiting the project, Corey, a few years ago. And since that time, we probably invested, I would say, over 80 million Canadian in the asset. And what we've done at Nouveau Monde Graphite with that money, it's really developing a full vertical in three phases. As you said, we have two main projects. First of all, a large mining operations from mine to producing flake concentrate of graphite 2 hours north of Montreal. It's called the Matawinie Project. And its transformation from flake to full-blown lithium-ion battery material to be able to sell directly to battery maker. And this process step is made in Bécancour in a large industrial park. So the full vertical, that's the first time really outside of China that you can see a company developing from the ore to battery market, and that's really something that is needed by our customer, because currently it's 100% in China, and that's not exactly what our customer in America and in Europe really like. So really, that's the two main assets that we're developing within Nouveau Monde, but as you said, in a three phases approach. So the phase one is fully financed. That's the one we are operating since 2017 now. We have produced close to 2,000 tons of flake graphite. And now we have a full 2,000 ton module that we can transform that flake graphite into uncoated spherical graphite, which is a valuable product. And then the last process step, that's the one that's a big milestone that will be occurring in the upcoming weeks and months. It's the completion of the last process step, which is the coating. So you take the uncoated spherical graphite, you add carbon coating, and that's really what the battery maker is buying. So as I said, first time outside China that the full 2,000 ton vertical. And based on that, we will build a phase two. Actually, we have started construction on both project, and to be able to be like the largest player in the Western world by 2025 on both project. That's really what we're doing as we speak, you know.
Well, Eric, let's dig in a little bit more to these two phases, you know, going from the phase one where you got the project financing and you had the demonstration plant, and gearing up for this phase two where you're really gearing up for the potential of commercial production. Could you spend a little more time to help people understand where you're at and where you're going?
Yeah, exactly. So why we do a phased approach like that? And that's super important, you know, to be able to convince a cell maker to put our product in its cell. It is something. You need to have the proper lab in place, the proper team. We're close to 100 people in the company now, 8 PhDs, 22 engineers, really smart people. Because, you know, I think this part is totally overlooked by traditional mining exploration company. Qualifying in the battery is more difficult than qualifying for a pharmaceutical company. Basically, human body can absorb much more impurities compared to a battery. You know, you cannot have anything in the battery wrong. You can 10 ppm of iron, 10 ppm of nickel max. It's very stringent QAQC protocol. So we needed to do a phase one process that is close to be identical to the commercial scale, so we can deliver to our customer hundreds of tons in advance to be fully qualified to be able really to justify building the phase two. So that's really what we're doing. And that's really what brings Nouveau Monde apart amongst all Western world player, even major companies. There's no major company in graphite. They're all in China. So if anybody on the cell making side would like to have a supplier outside China, there's not much opportunity other than us, thanks to our, as I said, 80 million of investment to demonstrate that we have a process at scale in our demonstration plant that can deliver a lot by lot consistent product that can proceed with the qualification process. So that's the phase one. And then the phase two, that's 100,000 ton of flake graphite going out of the mining project as a concentrate by 2025. 40% of it, 40,000 ton, will be sold directly as flake in the traditional market, because even though we really like the growth in lithium ion battery, there's a lot of other places who still need graphite, like refractory bricks, foil for iPhones, electronics, fuel cell bipolar plates, lubricants. There's tons of other applications for graphite that we need to serve as well. Having a diversified marketing strategy is very important. So 40,000 ton of primarily large and jumbo flakes will be sold directly in the market, and 60,000 ton will be sent to be further transformed into coated spherical graphite, really the anode material that is purchased by the cell maker, value-added product. And that 60,000 ton, we need to make a project in Bécancour, and we will deliver a full feasibility study on that project in June this year. So in June, for the first time, we'll be able to integrate in a feasibility study the whole mining project updated, but alongside the transformation as well, to demonstrate to our shareholder and stakeholders the full economics of the fully integrated business model we have at scale. And at the end of the 60,000 ton in Bécancour, 45,000 ton of finished product comes out of it with some byproduct. So that's really difficult to understand, but that's really the best positioning for us to have a diversified marketing strategy, a large scale to be meaningful to the large cell maker who doesn't want, obviously, 10 supplier of anode material. You know, they want big ones that can compete with the Chinese in terms of costs, but also provides carbon neutral product. That's something we're doing thanks to our hydroelectricity and all electric mining with Caterpillar. It is a fully carbon neutral product that we want to get out of the mine, locally produced from mine to market, and also fully controlling the quality, because we own the mine and we own the transformation. We can easily deliver product within few weeks to our customer rather than the 12 weeks of the logistics craziness that is happening today. It's not only costly, but there's a unforeseen delays these days in the supply chain. That's exactly the opposite of what the customer want in America. So we have a lot to provide to the customers, and then now they realize that they really need a company like us to succeed too. If one of us would like to have Ford 150 Lightning or other form of trucks like that, we need more supplier like local to make sure it's happening.
Yeah, Eric, there's definitely been a shift and more of an awakening from users and even investors that we do need a bit more domestic supply, or any domestic supply, in a wide range of resources, graphite being one of them. And it sounds like phase two, that's where you really take advantage of all these different market opportunities. But currently in phase one, as you are getting this product out there into some of the users' hands for testing and to ensure that it fits into their process, what sort of feedback are you looking for? Are there any hiccups that you could imagine when you get that feedback from the end user that would alter that plan in phase two?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question, because currently we see two continents that we're targeting, Europe and North America, and both places are doing a different strategy in terms of the car makers in Europe are really having more faith in startups doing cell making. Like, I don't need to name them, but in Europe, there's a lot of newcomer in the cell making industry. And in America, it's a different strategy. It's a much safer strategy, I would say. It's like relying on established East Asian cell makers. So for instance, Tesla decided to have faith in Panasonic for building the Gigafactory in Nevada. But we see the same for GM partnering with LG. We see Ford partnering with SK Innovation. And now we see Toyota building a plant also in the US, which with East Asian partners. But what you see there, there's not much Chinese company. They're kind of not invited to the party in the US, the Chinese supply chain. And in our specific market, the anode material going in those batteries, 100% of the supplier comes from China today in natural graphite. So what we see in terms of discussion with the East Asian, I would say Korean and Japanese cell maker and established anode maker, is they never had in the past to build such growth. Like in Japan and China, they never, and in Korea, sorry, they never had to build such capacity in a short period of time. So that's quite a challenge for them. So we have kind of preferred route to qualification with them because they see that we're building large scale, we're ready to build, really. The only thing that's missing to trigger a proper project financing is an offtake agreement with one of them. So the reaction is very good. I mean, we have a very interactive feedback with all of them. When we send product, we have full-blown meetings on with our respective R&D team to understand what really needs to be made. Just the way they are measuring everything is different from customers to customers. We need to adjust within our lab the way we measure tap density, surface area, pH of the product. There's tons of little tests that we need to make sure we do right with them. It's not wrong or right. It's just, we just first of all need to make sure that we measure the right, the same way, and we talk the same numbers. So that's quite interesting. And being myself a bit a scientist, I like to see that. I'm learning a lot. The whole team here is learning a lot. We're hiring experts from those countries to work internally in the company. So, I mean, this is not a junior company anymore. What we're building is really an advanced chemical company. And that's something that is overlooked when you, probably when you came on site, Corey, when we started to drill the project and define a resource. Was it like 5 years ago?
I think it was even more than that. I think it was six or seven years ago. Yeah, I remember that. You guys have really moved impressively forward from then.
Yeah, but that's quite interesting. I mean, it needs to be made. That's what makes me waking up every morning. Is like it needs to be happen. Otherwise, as I said, we're looking at Teslas and electric cars, and it feels bad when you know that all the materials will come from China. And honestly, Tesla at 1 million car a year, give or take, it can happen. There's enough material available today. But if you want to add a zero to that, and one day America producing 10 million of EV, you need a lot of mines to get built in a short period of time. So market is there. We just need to really understand, be humble about what we need to learn, hire the right experts, and just get it done, you know, for shareholders and for our community.
Well, Eric, I like the way you put that it's kind of gone from a graphite mining company into a large science and chemistry company. And it just speaks to the goal that you have of meeting the customer metrics and their specific needs and their qualifications. As far as the offtake agreements, one question I have is it possible that you could have several different kinds of offtake agreements? Like, could you have one for the 40% that you're going to sell as flake? And could you have a different offtake agreement for the battery grade? Could you even have two different offtakes on the battery grade, depending on the conversations you have with these cell makers?
Indeed, that's exactly it. So since a few years already, we have an offtake on flakes with Traxys. Our partner Traxys committed to 25,000 ton of flake out of the 40 I was talking about. And why Traxys? Traxys are already established in still today the largest market for natural graphite, which is refractory bricks. So, you know, all the steel belts in the US, they use a lot of refractory bricks in the steel making process. And those bricks contain, give or take, 15% of natural graphite and kind of 70, 75% of magnesite. So Traxys is the biggest trader of magnesite here in the world, and especially in North America. So it was super easy for them to integrate the product offering of graphite. So we early enough in our demonstration plan, we work with Traxys because for us, yes, although it's an important market today, it's not our primary target. Really, it's to develop the anode material business. So Traxys is a fantastic partner for the flake. The other 15,000 ton, it is really direct sales based on our database of marketing on all lower volume but higher margin businesses like foil, bipolar plates, lubricants, polymers. There's a lot of usage for graphite. So this is direct sales from us. But you're totally right saying that we need, I would say, a third to half of our production offtake to get good loan from different governments and ECAs, export credit agencies, to have like very low interest rate. But more than that, we'll keep it floating because obviously the price for graphite will go up in the future, and it would be like not very smart to pre-sell the beer before the Super Bowl. You know, you need to, the Super Bowl is obviously people will drink the beer in few years. So we need to be patient. The graphite pricing took 24% in the last 4 months. It's just a start if you look what's happening to the lithium market. So all the experts are forecasting that 2022 is the first year of a supply deficit. And it's especially true in North America and Europe where there's no supply chain. So, I mean, we need to be patient, but at the same time, we need to finance the project. So it's a give or take. It's an important decision. It's probably the most important decision for us in the next 6 months. It's with whom, at what pricing condition, we will sign an offtake agreement to finance our project. And then most probably we'll keep it floating for future capacity so we capture the upside of the market.
So let's talk about the financing then, Eric. What is the estimated cost in terms of getting to this phase two more commercial production and general timelines? When could the company ballpark, and this might be our dancer, but realistically start to see some significant revenues?
Yes, that's indeed a very, very valid question. So what we have in the market today, what based on our feasibility study of 2018 and the scoping study we've published last March in on the value-added project, it's give or take $1 billion that we need to build the phase two. This CapEx will be updated in the current feasibility study we're doing with BBA, the Montreal consulting firm. It will be updated in June, so we can have a very precise number before proceeding with the project financing. The good thing of the current situation, it's all governments want to play a role in financing this supply chain. So we have a strong supporter at the Quebec government. So they are second largest shareholder. First is Palinger's group. So both Palinger's and the Quebec government indicated they will follow their investment in the project financing. And also the Quebec government will match as well for the debt side. So if you want to have a good share capital structure, we need to make sure we have cheap debt on the balance sheet. So Quebec government will be there. We're applying on different programs at the Canadian government level with a lot of interest, a lot of different programs to finance this supply chain. And also export credit agency. We're purchasing most of our process equipment in Europe, in Germany. So we have a receive express of interest from various export credit agency to play a role on the debt side. So I think it's not about interest. Money is there. Interest from a financial group is there. It's about demonstrating them that we have a long-term buyer of our product and there's no risk on the revenue side, you know? So, and this is important in the upcoming months. But debt to equity ratio will be very good. We have strong supporters who want to finance the project. It's our job to make sure we demonstrate to them that revenue is de-risked by a solid offtake with AAA credit partners, you know.
Well, Eric, there's one other point. It's a small point, but I think it's important, and that is you also have access to really cheap hydropower. So maybe walk us through how that can help on the cost and any other synergies that help make the project attractive to them economically.
Nah, for sure. So I really compare our business in the future. It will look like aluminum in the sense that is really energy intensive. So aluminum, for instance, it's 15,000 kilowatt hour per ton. So that's really energy intensive. on our side, we're about at 12,000 kilowatt hour per ton. So you cannot transform graphite anywhere. You need to have cheap energy. And that's really what we have in Quebec. We have very cheap hydroelectricity at about 3.5 cents US per kilowatt hour, unnegotiated. That's the first offer when you have more than 5 megawatt of usage. So that's what we're negotiating again with the Quebec government. And also it's clean. I mean, it's easy enough to be carbon neutral when you have access to such hydropower. So you're totally right, Chad. Being in Quebec, we cannot do everything, especially we have some difficulties playing hockey this year, but we can do energy intensive processes. And that's why we have 9 of the 10 aluminum plants in Canada, even though we don't have the bauxite in the ground. Now this time, the Quebec government understands that it's a unique chance. We have the graphite deposit, not even 2-hour drive from a large industrial complex where we have access to everything we need. Cheap hydro in like unlimited quantity to our scale. Chlorine supply right on site. So thanks to Allin, the largest chloralkali supplier in the world, they have a plant in Bécancour. And we have secured the land across the street from them, which is 2 million square foot. To be fed by a pipeline to save on costs, because being cost effective is very important. Large scale, cost effective, carbon neutrality, locally supplied, that's all major advantages against our competition that is coming from China. So we have 3 cost advantage: tariffs on graphite that the American government put on Chinese product. That's big advantage. There's no tariff coming from Canada. Second, logistic is insane these days. It's about $1,000 per ton coming from China and 12 weeks of delays. And carbon neutrality. In China, using coal powered is give or take 10 tons of CO2 equivalent per ton of anode material. Us being carbon neutral, what's the value of 10 tons? Today, if you want to compensate 10 tons of CO2 emission, it's give or take $35 Canadian per ton. So it's $350 Canadian if you want to compensate for it. And it will happen one day or another that in the US, they will implement as stringent rules like Europe to decarbonize their supply chain. So that's another reason, cost-wise, to have at least a second supplier in Canada, you know. And cost effectiveness is something very important for us, and we are demonstrating it in our feasibility study in the upcoming months.
All right, Eric, we're going to wrap it up here, but very good overview. Thank you for bringing us up to speed on Nouveau Monde Graphite. There sounds like you guys are right on the verge of a couple very key growth avenues, but just right now, getting that product in the end user's hands, it's a key stepping point for the company. If anybody has any follow-up questions or wants any more information on anything going on within Nouveau Monde, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. And Eric, keep us up to date as this story continues to develop. I thank you again for your time.
Great. Thank you very much.